But right now, there is a book that has just come out. It's called My Karate Odyssey, a six-month journey across North and Central America with my dog, Dogie, backpack and laptop as traveling companions. It's written by Hussein Narker, who's the international director for Ashihara Karate. He started his martial arts career in 1974 as a 10-year-old. Hussein is in our Cape Town studio. Hussein, good to chat to you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Good day, and thanks for having me over.
Now, let's talk about, firstly, the motivation for bringing out a book like this. What made you put your experiences down on paper?
As I traveled along doing that six-month journey, people said, you must absolutely put down your experiences on paper. And so as I went along, I just started jotting down notes and things, and eventually that made it into the book form.
All right, let's talk about the book. You start talking about a background of difficult times in South Africa under the apartheid regime and various difficult times for you. How difficult was it for you to exercise your sport at those times?
When I started in the 70s, non-white generally were only allowed to train on Fridays and Sundays. So one couldn't really mix per se. And then also we were really restricted from learning advanced techniques, so we couldn't progress in grade.
So was this the motivation for your six-month journey to go and find out more, or was it just a quest of wanting to get away from it all for a while?
Actually not. I have traveled extensively before then, and as I, with this trip, I actually went to America for 1 month, and I didn't even realize it was going to end up being 6 months. So it wasn't really per se to go to America to do a six-month and run away, but more just I was there, and it just kept on happening.
Tell us about some of the difficulties you faced on the trip.
Probably the most important thing was that I was in a bus crash. That was just before I came home, or that made me realize I need to go home. Yeah. The bus drove into a liquid nitrogen tanker. And when I heard it was a liquid nitrogen tanker, I thought of, trust me, I know what I'm doing, or something like that, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure.
And, you know, we could have been cooked alive, or we could have been ice balls or something. And I just decided, no, it's time to go home. But then there was other difficulties. I didn't have money. I constantly had to get more money and things like that. But luckily, as I was teaching, I was earning money and I was selling my products. So that kept me going. I went to Panama, had a one-entry visa, so a sola uno, and I couldn't get out again. So it was like difficult, and I couldn't speak Spanish, so it was a good learning curve.
So do you think that having gone through that, because obviously martial arts is not only about the physical aspect, it's about the mind also, and power and mastery of the mind. Do you think that your negative experiences and your difficult times helped you to overcome that through strengthening your mind to a large extent?
Definitely. So if I look at karate, there was a couple of times when in fact, at one incident where a woman refused to sell me a ticket because she wanted to sell me what she thought I wanted and not what I wanted. And because karate teaches you discipline and a lot of things, I could stay focused and just say, this is what I want, and not get angry. And often there was times when you could say, you know, I wish I could just blow my fuse.
Yeah.
But karate teaches you a lot of great stuff, and I'm happy that I'm doing karate because I just can't seem to get angry at things.